Hello and welcome. My name is Judy Keating of WiseTransformation.com. It is my pleasure to offer you this free gift of Compassion Key, introducing you to a method you may never have heard of before. Compassion Key is a way of sending self-directed compassion to the wounded, suffering, misplaced, or hurting parts of ourselves in a way that allows it to be cleared in real time. So this method is very unique because it gives you a way to honor those parts of yourself without silver lining, without sugarcoating, exactly how you feel. And by doing that, giving self-directed compassion, you release your entanglement with the stories around that hurt. It lifts out of the body in some pretty remarkable ways, and it's my privilege to introduce you to the method through an actual practice of the method. Since Enchanted is all about becoming a spiritual leader or entrepreneur, the session that I'm going to lead will be around that theme. But I want to talk a little bit more about Compassion Key and how it works. There's a quote by Rumi that says, "The soul has been given its own ears to hear things that the mind doesn't." That's exactly how Compassion Key works. By giving self-directed compassion in this particular method, you allow yourself to separate from the stories that are holding you back, whether they be through karmic events in this lifetime, whether they be through hurts that occurred in childhood, whether they be from past lives, other dimensions, people's interlocking karma with you. There's just so many ways that this can lift out trauma, lift out any kind of suffering that is preventing your life force from fully running and being the creator of your own life in the way that you want. One way to look at it is to imagine that our soul's pure light has a lens through which it comes into 3D Earth reality, and that lens has been hampered, either cracked or besmudged or made unclear through unconscious beliefs that we've held, through trauma in our life, through ancestral lineage that we're still carrying that isn't ours. And that lens has gunk on it, very technical term, that gunk, that doesn't allow pure creative light to come through it so that we can't outpicture in 3D reality what we intend all of the time. So this particular method clears that lens in a way that is miraculous. And so I'm going to explain one more thing and then we'll have an experience of it. The method uses the phrase, "I'm so sorry that you." And the reason that we're saying that you is because we're addressing our self-directed compassion, which I'll tell you how to do, directly to the part that is hurting, that is holding you back in any way. And we're separating it from our highest self, which is the version of us that only knows pure light, pure love, pure truth, from all that is. Because we're a fragment of that spiritual realm, and that fragment, that part of us that is our highest self, that knows how to manifest in liquid reality immediately, is supporting us as we send self-directed compassion to the versions of us that maybe don't feel like we could be a spiritual leader or a spiritual teacher or an entrepreneur even. So that's why we say the phrase, "I'm so sorry that you." So I wanted you to understand that. And the recording today is giving you a chance to learn more about Compassion Key, but also to do a session. So very first thing, I want to make sure you know that you should not listen to this while you are driving or while your attention is needed elsewhere, because you're going to probably want to close your eyes at some point and put your hand on your heart and your low belly. So you want to take time for yourself to listen to the recording and to practice saying out loud exactly what I say. So you may not want to be around other people when you do it, but you want to feel what it feels like when you hear yourself say these phrases. You want to get really attuned to the differences you notice in your body, whether you feel the energy, whether your temperature changes, whether you notice something moving in your body, things lifting out, those kinds of things. And you also want to be able to just take some breaths at certain points and refocus your energy, giving yourself only love and compassion. So because of that, it's really recommended that you don't do this when your attention is needed elsewhere, that you just take some time for some love and care and allow this session to assist you. So now that I've explained how it works, now we need to practice having it work. So the first set of phrases that I'm going to invite into our space are going to be phrases around allowing miracles to happen. It's called priming for miracles. And this information is taught in the Compassion Key School, and I am an advanced practitioner and circle leader, which enables me to do this work. So I'm using material that is copyrighted and owned by Edward Mannix and Truth and Compassion LLC. I just want to be sure to state that. So first thing you're going to want to do is invite your highest self to be with you. Now, your highest self is that part of you that loves you and loves the divine unconditionally. So when you call upon that highest self version of you to come and be with you, you might feel it above your head. You might feel it as a part of you inside of you. You might feel it like a cozy chair that you can lean against. So just ask that highest version of you to come and just be with you. And as you've listened to the Enchanted Summit, you've heard several entrepreneurs, spiritual teachers, spiritual leaders, and the version of you that wants to be a spiritual teacher, spiritual leader, wants to offer your gifts in the world in any way. You don't necessarily have to be a spiritual leader or teacher, but we're going to focus on that because that's what Enchanted was about. But any part of you that wants to give your service in the world in any way, that part of you that wants to do it, that might have some baggage attached to that. You just want to focus and invite love and compassion all around you in every cell of your being. Love and compassion, kindness and warmth and acceptance. Just imagine that energy descending. Inviting it so that you can send it out to the part of you that wants to give your gifts in the world that may not feel ready right now. And I want you to focus on your heart and your solar plexus. And just imagine you're sending love and compassion to that part of you with the support of your highest self. And I want you to repeat exactly what I say out loud. I'll give you space after I say it. The phrases are pretty short. This is priming for miracles. I am so sorry you couldn't receive the miracle. So just imagine you're sending love and compassion from your heart and solar plexus to that version of you. And repeat, I am so sorry you couldn't receive the whole miracle. I am so sorry you couldn't receive the whole miracle all at once. I am so sorry you couldn't fix that part of your life. I am so sorry you couldn't have what you want. I am so sorry you couldn't experience the joy of completion. I am so sorry you were trapped in an imperfect life. And just take a breath and continue to send love and compassion from your heart and solar plexus to that part of you that needs support, that needs healing, that might be suffering. And when we have people in our life, there's usually something where we have interlocking karma. And it isn't always intentional. People don't realize that unconsciously they might be holding you back. So this is a set of phrases called inoculating ourselves against others' karma programs. So it disentangles you from others' karmas. I am so sorry their karma brought you down. Just want to repeat that exactly. I am so sorry they accidentally limited your fullest expression. I'm so sorry they accidentally limited your perfect expression. I am so sorry they accidentally limited your ability to receive and create miracles. I am so sorry they accidentally made you smaller than you are. I am so sorry they accidentally covered up some of your light. I am so sorry they couldn't witness the miracle. I am so sorry you couldn't share the miracle with them. I am so sorry they couldn't witness and be part of your perfect life. So take a breath and just notice if energy is moving out of your body, if you're noticing shifts and changes. And we're going to do the other side of this. What I mean by that is we're going to apologize through compassion and love for limiting others, whoever they may be in your life, through our unconscious karmic programs. I am so sorry your karma brought them down, and you're sending compassion to this version of you that has suffered by trying to be an entrepreneur or being a thought leader. So just continue to send love and compassion. I am so sorry you accidentally limited their fullest expression. I am so sorry you accidentally limited their perfect expression. I am so sorry you accidentally limited their ability to receive and create miracles. I am so sorry you accidentally made them smaller than they are. I am so sorry you accidentally covered up some of their light. I am so sorry you couldn't witness the miracle. I am so sorry you couldn't share the miracle with them. I am so sorry you couldn't witness and be part of their perfect life. So now that we have primed for miracles and we've cleared the karma, the interlocking karma that you might have with others and others might have with you, we're going to focus on specifically some clearing phrases that will help you with sharing your gifts in the world, being an entrepreneur, or being a spiritual leader. So one of the ways that we do this is we sometimes have what's called a diagnostic phrase. And this is a phrase that you say out loud and you notice, what do you feel in your body? What do you notice about where you might hold tension, where you have thoughts that are against what this says, or where you have disbelief? And we're going to say the phrase a couple of times out loud, and I'm going to ask you to rate it, and I'll tell you how after we say it. So the phrase is, I deserve to have a heart-centered business that increases in revenue, reach, and impact. I deserve to have a heart-centered business that increases in revenue, reach, and impact. Just allow that to resonate through your being. Notice what you feel in your body, the energy that you feel, the emotions that come up, the thoughts that you have. And then rate, how true do you think that is on a scale of 1 to 10? Going to say it one more time and ask you to repeat it. I deserve to have a heart-centered business that increases in revenue, reach, and impact. So make note of your number, 1 to 10, and be honest. This is a diagnostic tool to see where you are. I'm not going to ask what your number is. And again, we're sending love and compassion from our heart and our solar plexus with the support of our highest self to the version or to the part of us that really wants to give our gifts in the world and is stopped in some way, is limited, is not achieving the results that you want. Just imagine that you're sending love and compassion to that version of you. And I'm going to say phrases that I intuited for the group. There's going to be quite a few of them. So take them one at a time, sending love from your heart and solar plexus to that part of you that wants to be but may not be yet the entrepreneur you want to be. I'm so sorry being the holy shit version of you is too scary. I'm so sorry you are scared. I'm so sorry you are sad. I'm so sorry you can't see yourself as a successful entrepreneur. I am so sorry you don't know why this won't work for you. You just know that it won't. I'm so sorry that you being that big in the world is too big for you to handle. I'm so sorry you believe nobody will pay you to share what you know. I'm so sorry sharing what you know will get you banished. I'm so sorry sharing what you know and getting paid for it will get you killed. Just holding love and compassion and noticing which phrases trigger something in you and which ones don't. The ones that don't, just let them move through you. And the ones that do trigger something, just notice what it is and let it leave. I'm so sorry you are stuck in past life karma around being seen. Love and compassion. I'm so sorry you don't have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. I'm so sorry you are afraid of sales. I'm so sorry you are afraid to fail. I'm so sorry you believe you have to know more to be successful. I'm so sorry you've been trying and it hasn't worked. I'm so sorry you are not meeting your own expectations. I'm so sorry you are punishing yourself for that. I'm so sorry you don't deserve to get money for doing what you love. I'm so sorry other people are better at running a business than you. Sending love and compassion and kindness from your heart and solar plexus all around you. I'm so sorry this is hard for you. I'm so sorry you want to give up. I'm so sorry you feel half-hearted at sharing your gifts. I'm so sorry you are tired. I'm so sorry you have taken people not buying your offer as a sign you are not good enough. I'm so sorry you can't be successful because you haven't defined it yet. I'm so sorry you are afraid to be seen. I'm so sorry you will be judged if you are in business. I'm so sorry this takes more work than you thought it would. I'm so sorry you feel stuck. I'm so sorry you feel like you have plateaued. I'm so sorry. You want to be in business and you don't want to be in business. I'm so sorry you don't believe money will come. I am so sorry you are in over your head. I'm so sorry you forgot that you were given your gifts so they could be shared. I'm so sorry you forgot that you are a magnificent light worker. I'm so sorry. You did not know that believing you can do this is a choice. I'm so sorry you've been so hard on yourself. I'm so sorry you thought you couldn't ask for help. I'm so sorry you can't share what you know because other people are already doing it. I'm so sorry you forgot that you need rest, fun, play, joy, connection, and support. Going to say that one again. I'm so sorry you forgot that you need rest, fun, play, joy, connection, and support. I am so glad you recognize that your gifts are needed. So, before we close the recording, I'm going to ask you to say the phrase again and see if your number has shifted. I deserve to have a heart-centered business that increases in revenue, reach, and impact. I deserve to have a heart-centered business that increases in revenue, reach, and impact. Notice if your number has changed and it doesn't always go up. Sometimes it might go down. And that's actually a good thing because it means that we're getting at some things that need further clearing. So just notice if your number went up or down. And if this demonstration of the Compassion Key Method has been a service to you, and you feel like you'd like to talk more about doing more personalized work with Compassion Key, please email me at judy@wisetransformation.com. I'm so glad that you are in the Enchanted community and that you've taken time to listen to this recording. You can listen to it more than once, and I'm sending you much appreciation and gratitude.